So far, based on this routine, do you get hungry throughout the day, or how do you keep yourself motivated if you're
not
hungry?
Really. we haven't really said anything, but we always have grapes and we have fruit and we have apples, and if we feel a need, we have a piece of fruit. But you don't really get hungry. In other words, we have learned that just because you're nervous at times, people tend to either chew their nails or they eat. Well, we know that by eating properly, we're getting the part of the thing that we haven't discussed yet is that you have to have the mental attitude that hunger doesn't necessarily mean that you're hungry. It's a mental condition that you have to learn that just because you're nervous, not a factor that you, means that you have to eat.
And yeah, people like to eat comfort foods if they're under some stress or they're having a mental day, so to speak.
Well, that's right. A lot of days when the sun isn't out and it's dreary, it's rainy, it makes a lot of people depressed. Well, when you have read the books that we have and learned about the power of the subconscious mind, we have to continually reinforce our good thinking and good thought and happy that we're here. That goes a long way, continuing your day. And that's how that a lot of people get into difficulty, because if they don't have a lot to do, then they go eat. We realize after reading the books like we have done that eating is not the secret. It doesn't do anything good for you unless you're eating the proper foods. When you eat the proper foods, then your body digests those foods, and fat is not kept because you're not getting much fat, and therefore you don't gain any weight. You can have several meals a day, or you can, have some nuts during the day. We always have pecans, and we always have walnuts, and so we're not really hungry because we understand that our body's getting the vitamins and minerals that it needs because we feel good and we're healthy.
Yeah, this is sort of, and I've heard this term used before by other, in other articles, like this idea of sort of grazing throughout the day, and it seems like that's what you're indicating here, is it's okay to graze as long as you're not overstuffing yourself and having, if you're hungry after an hour or two, just make sure that it's the right kind of food that you should be eating, whether it's a small piece of fruit or maybe a very small handful of nuts, because it's the right foods and it'll help take care of that small hunger that you have until you're ready for your regular meal at noontime and at dinner time.
I remember years ago when we ate iceberg lettuce. Now we know, for instance, after studying diet a little bit, that iceberg lettuce, we've been told by different nutritionists that there's no nutrition in iceberg lettuce. And so romaine lettuce is a lettuce of choice for those of us who know a little bit about nutrition. And it's like eating celery. We've always got celery sticks. We've always got carrot sticks in the refrigerator. And when you want to eat a little bit of something, you eat a piece of either fruit or a piece of vegetable. And as a result of it, you're not gaining any weight because you're not eating any fat, and your system will digest this stuff. And the other part that I had mentioned earlier, that how and what food you eat at the same time, by not mixing the food, you're not taxing your body, and your body is not overworking, and your heart is not overworking to process these foods. And as a result of it, it's working. It's like a car burning the right kind of gas. Your motor runs a lot smoother. When your body's running smooth, you won't have any ailments. You'll find that a few months after going on to this kind of a lifestyle, that your body is functioning and it's detoxing properly, and it just doesn't cause you any problem. And you'll find that your things like sinus trouble or rhinitis or other things, hemorrhoids, for instance, and people that have gas, people that are miserable, and that they're overweight or they're diabetic, you don't have any of these problems, and you find that you really don't need any prescriptions. For instance, in my case, I take a little Xalatan because the high pressure is a little bit high, and sometimes there are some things that you can't control. This is why I do not eliminate the fact that we use the medical profession, because I think there's a definite need for the medical profession. But there's a definite need also for the natural way of living and the natural foods to help us in our longevity.